Good morning, everyone. Thanks for your coming. I'm Susan Xiao from Project Hope Beijing office. It's my honor to be here to share with you the monitoring and evaluation system on China rehabilitation program. Began starting introduction, I would like to introduce you a very special delegation from China Ministry of Health, Dr. Kong Lingzhi. The Deputy Director, Bureau of Disease Control and Prevention, Ministry of Health, and Dr. Lei Zhenglong, the Director of Chronic Disease Prevention and Control from Ministry of Health, and Dr. Zhang Bo, the Deputy Director the Department of Disease Control and Prevention from Ningxia Provincial Bureau of Health. Thank you. The following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. Shannon House and me, Wen Huixiao, in no relationships to disclose. Because the short time, I want to share with you the program introduction and monitoring and evaluation system for this program and lesson learned. I believe most of you will remember the earthquake occurred in Sichuan province in May 2008. It's a huge damage there. It's a magnitude is 8.0. So Project Hope, in 2 weeks later, Project Hope senior leaderships completed an assessment in Sichuan province. And then 3 months later, after earthquake, we conducted a comprehensive assessment again. So based on this assessment results, Project Hope developed a 3-year China rehabilitation program partnering with the China Ministry of Health in 2009. The program overall goal is to develop a community-based, acceptable, affordable, and accountable, sustainable rehabilitation services model in China. For this program, we set up 4 objectives. The first is increase access to quality rehabilitation services in community health and city hospital at Sichuan Dujiang Yan City. The second is contribute to the standardization of training materials and service guidelines. And the third is develop and test a model for training rehabilitation professionals. And last one is advocate for national accreditation process. Based on this the objectives, we have the 3 major levels: the community level, the city level, and the national level. The community level, we focus on provide with the injured patients with quality service. Also, we will raise public awareness for rehabilitation. And city level will provide with technical assistance to the community level and provide a comprehensive treatment service, rehabilitation service. And national level, we focus on the policy. So in order to measure the program, we design a monitoring and evaluation systems. We have just as I have mentioned, we have the 4 objectives, and based on objectives, we have the process indicators, outcome indicators, and we set up several monitoring and evaluation tools to check the progress. Here is an example. One of 4 objectives is develop and test a model for training rehabilitation professionals. And choose one outcome indicator for this objective is percent of program-trained rehabilitation therapists received national practice certification. Because in China, we still don't have the certification for the rehabilitation therapists. And one process indicator for this outcome indicator and objective is the number of city and community level services providers completed rehabilitation training. And we set some monitoring and evaluation tools to check the process and adjust according to the current status. This we collect our delegation through needs assessments and stakeholder meetings and interviews. We conduct evaluation visit and on-site coaching observation after every training in every year, and some clinical service records. Here is a list of the monitoring and evaluation tools. You can see here, not all of this, but it's basically the it's also it's easy to use the monitoring and evaluation tools. Here is a photo is on-site coaching when we conducted the training course. By the September this year, we achieved the major accomplishments as the following. We developed and tested the national rehabilitation training curriculum and service guidelines. And 100% program sites use these service guidelines now. Two national master trainers received visit the University of Alabama at Birmingham to receive the international fellowship training, and six city master trainers received upgrade training at Beijing Third Hospital. And we only train the 32 trainers from the community city level at Dujiangyan City. Every year we conducted one training course, then we will conduct another on-site coaching. But we will, based on the assessment and evaluation visit, we will adjust the objectives, adapt the training contents, and to do something accordingly. And here we have 153 earthquake injured patients received rehabilitation service from trained providers. 637 people benefited from community-based public awareness and patient education activities. And I think the most thing is we stressed the national local governments and industries together to collaborating on rehabilitation strategy. Here is a photo where do the on-site coaching. From this program, we think we learned some lessons. One is we believe the well-designed monitoring and evaluation is the key to program success. And easy to use monitoring and evaluation tools is very important. It's not just for field staff to collect data, it's also very important to benefit the field staff. And like I said, the mentoring process helps improve quality and facilitate program staff learning. So thank you very much.